I love reading books. It can take me into my own world, and you can go like anywhere, basically, anywhere you want to. It's just so nice.
You can learn and you can relax when you're listening to it. I like the way that everyone gets quiet when everyone reads, because everything's so noisy in a classroom.
My name is Elena Ryan and I'm from Children's Books Ireland. So everything we do is about getting children reading for fun. Not making books to do with homework or to do with school, but finding a book that every child and young person can get to love, then supporting the artists who make that work and giving really good information to the adults who can facilitate getting books into kids' hands. So today we're in Merrion Square at the International Literature Festival Dublin, and we are having the winner ceremony for the KPMG Children's Books Ireland Awards. We'll be celebrating our 10 shortlisted books and their amazing authors and illustrators, and we'll also be handing over trophies to the winners of our 6 categories. We have junior juries up and down the country who have read these shortlists over the last 3 months. That's over 12,000 children who have been reading over the last little while, and we're really excited to see who the winners are and to give children a day that celebrates reading. It's so important that we make space for reading in their lives, and today is a day that brings a whole load of readers together to celebrate something they love.
My name's Isabel.
And I'm Millie
from Rushnusk Educate Together. So being a junior jury, our group, we did 10 books, and we basically read the books, then we judged them, and it was just really fun. It was a great experience and I really enjoyed it.
The one I enjoyed the most was probably The Wilderness by Steve McCarthy.
I loved how it was written. The illustration were so good.
It was about this little boy called October, and he's not very brave, but he goes out with his family and he gets lost, and then he's found by the wilderness and he gets kind of like an epiphany. It was kind of like, brave is how you act, even if scared is how you feel.
My name's Steve McCarthy and I wrote The Wilderness. I was a really shy kid and so was my brother, and a lot of the book is really inspired by my brother's experience being shy and scared of things but wanting to be brave. So I wanted to give him a real adventure story for that kind of child.
I loved the book by Alex Dunn. It is The Book of Secrets. I absolutely loved that book and I got so sucked in. That's about kind of like our Irish myths and legends. Like, there's the Pooka in it, there's fairies, and it's an adventure basically, and it's about two kids who go to try save their brother and sister.
My name is Alex Dunn, and today I was absolutely delighted to just win the Eilish Dillon Award for first novel for The Book of Secrets. So my characters come from my own background and from the people I know, and I really try and infuse as much realism as I could into them. I really wanted them to feel relatable to children today. So I try to include as much sort of real life in there as well with all the magic. I was always a big reader. Like, I loved reading from the second I was a kid, and the second I could read myself I was just checking every book out of the library I could, and one day I think I realised that, you know, I could be writing these as well. So I started writing loads of stories inspired by like Enid Blyton and Roald Dahl. I would kind of copy their style and wrote my own little stories, and I wrote on and off for years, and it was only then later on in my 20s that I really sat down and decided to start doing it again. And The Book of Secrets was the first book I ever finished completely. The more you read, the more you know what makes a good story. And read all types of books as well, not even just the ones you want to write. Like, I've written a kind of fantasy adventure book, but I absolutely love reading historical fiction. I love reading non-fiction. And I think inspiration can kind of come from anywhere. So really read a lot and read very widely as well.
My favourite place to read is at home. My favourite place to read is in bed.
I love to read under my sister's bed because she has a bunk bed, and there's like a secret compartment that you pull out, and then under the bed it's all like lit up with fairy lights, and it just feels like a safe space to read.
Getting into a good book is such an amazing feeling when you find something that speaks to you and you just want to stay in that world and stay in that story. It's an incredible thing for the imagination, but we also know that reading brings so many benefits. It's more powerful than your parents' socioeconomic background in terms of life outcomes. It improves literacy, numeracy, mental well-being, capacity for empathy, a whole load of things. So basically, if you're a reader as a child and that sticks with you throughout your life, your chances of success are so much better in the end.
My name is Ellen Ryan. I am the author of Girls Who Slay Monsters, Daring Tales of Ireland's Forgotten Goddesses. Today I have been honoured to win the Junior Juries Award, which I think is the most prestigious award of all. And that's the one that the children vote for, so I'm blown away. And also overall book of the year, so I honestly cannot believe it. I think it still hasn't sunk in. When I was a young child, I struggled to concentrate. You know, I didn't look where I was going when I crossed the road. I almost died many times. I wasn't good at sums or telling time or remembering who the Taoiseach was. A teacher said I wouldn't make it through school. And there were times when I really believed that about myself and my confidence wasn't great. But one thing I was good at was reading. And that was the foundation on which I built my confidence. And I feel every, you know, success in later life. My grandma Carmel Wood has been a huge inspiration for me. So she grew up in inner city Dublin. She didn't have many opportunities as a child. After she raised her five children, she went and studied for her Leaving Cert. She went to college. She was the only mature student in UCD at that time. And she studied classics. And they also studied the Irish mythology. And she was the first person to tell me about the Tán and how it's so underrated compared to Greek legends, such as, you know, the Iliad or the Odyssey. And she told me about these gods, and I couldn't understand why I hadn't been learning about them in school. Where were mine, you know? Our gods are not unlike, you know, Greek gods or even Marvel heroes of today. You can choose your favorite. And, you know, some of them are scholars, some of them are athletes. They're such a mix in terms of their talents and powers, and I think that children have really connected with that.
Hi, my name is Harley. I'm six. I read the book Be Wild Little. It was about, like, people just letting bugs go. I like reading cartoons.
I'm Julia. I'm five. I really like I'm Slipper Gwynna. It's Cinderella in Irish. I like reading because there's lots of pictures.
Hi, I'm Paddy Donnelly. I'm the illustrator of Aunt Slipper Gwynna, which won the Judges' Special Awards, which is absolutely fantastic. So it's a classic fairy tale story of Cinderella in Irish. And for this, we tried to do something a bit different with the illustrations and make it more modern and use a lot of big double-page spreads of waves crashing in through from one side to the other and lots of magic and sparkliness. And yeah, it was a really fun book to work on. To be a really good author or illustrator, you first have to, I think, read so much and be a lover of books and just love consuming all the books and all the illustrations that you can get your hands on. And maybe sometimes that's tough, that you can't find a book, or maybe you think you're not into reading, but I think it's just you haven't found the right book yet. And once you start to just do more and more drawings and sketching out different ideas, you'll discover that you can illustrate pretty much anything. Like, nothing's impossible, even though a lot of things might be really intimidating or difficult, or you might see lots of books on the shelves and think, I could never do that. The illustrations in my books, I've drawn about 100 times before it ends up in the book, so you really have to just practice and just keep drawing and keep drawing, and each time it gets a little bit better. So yeah, just keep at it.
I'm Dorothy. I'm 7 years old.
Hi, my name's Juniper, and we were reading The Boy Who Lost His Spark. It was about a boy that didn't like his new house, and there was a little furry creature that annoyed him and didn't like him, so he caused mischief in his house.
So today is just an amazing celebration of reading. We're so proud that it's our fourth year working with KPMG on the KPMG Children's Books Ireland Awards, and it's just bringing together a whole load of people, from authors and illustrators to teachers and their classes, lots of young readers, to celebrate the love of a really good book. On our website, we have a huge amount of information. A lot of what we're trying to do is to give parents, families, teachers, librarians, really good quality, independent information about what books are great for what age group. So our website is searchable. You can go to childrensbooksireland.ie and click on our recommendations, and then you can sort by English language, Irish language, age group, theme, and hopefully find something for the young reader in your life.
I would give them the advice of that it can take you anywhere you really want. It can, like, it's just so relaxing, and it's nice to get away from the real world and just take a break.
I would tell them just to pick up a book and try read, and if they don't like that book, pick up another, and then until they find one that they like, and then they just keep going and going, and eventually you'll have read hundreds of books and you'll have loved them all.